I've always wanted to be in an action movie. I have a real tomboy side to my personality that loves to, like, you know, kick butt and watch Bruce Lee and Jackie Chan movies. So I was really excited about that. You know, when you have him as a coach, he's really, his most important thing is that he wants everybody to feel like they're Jackie Chan when they're done with their action stuff. You know, he wants everybody to feel like he does when he's done, like you've done a really good job at it and you're strong and powerful and cool and all of that. So he works really hard with you and makes sure that you look the best you can. There is an innate comedy when you put a male and a female together that are sort of always bickering. It's like, I love Lucy. You know, we're like, we're Ricky and Lucy in this movie. And there's very much the male and the female chemistry that sort of comes into play, which men and women will never understand each other, and so that's funny. And then, you know, the physical part of it also. So it's funny. There's lots of funny things that happen in the movie. To me, the basic plot is, guy, Jackie Chan, cab driver, you know, never sort of, he has his aspirations of what he wants to do with his life, and he kind of falls into something he probably never dreamt of, which is to take over the, you know, the identity of this sort of very rich, very debonair James Bond kind of guy, and he automatically gets thrown in the middle of this huge mission, and he has to save the world with no experience on how to do so. He gets stuck with a very moody partner, who's myself, Del Blaine, and he has to, you know, find a relationship with her, learn from her what she knows, make up the rest of it, and by the end of the movie, you know, of course, save the day. The tuxedo in this movie makes him capable of all the things that he's capable of. But what's really great about it is that the message, I think, by the end of the movie is that with the help of the tuxedo, which is why I say it's sort of his best friend, is he realizes that he was capable of a lot of things on his own, but it took the tuxedo to sort of teach him that. So the tuxedo is sort of this great little role model addition to the movie. And it's kind of the reason for all of us being there because without it, you know, the day wouldn't be saved. He wouldn't be able to jump up in the air and do all these crazy things and find out where we're going and get information and do all that stuff. So I definitely think that the clothes make the man in this case. Absolutely. He is a wonderful dancer. He was terrified. He was terrified, which was kind of cool for me in one, like, weird way because, of course, when it comes time to doing, he and I got to switch positions when it came to the dancing stuff because I've been dancing for a really, really long time, so it's something I'm comfortable doing. Am I that great at it? Probably not, but I love it, and it's something that I'm just more comfortable with. So when it came to the dancing, I was kind of like, oh, Jackie, come on, you can do it. It's going to be great, you know?
Hello, my name's Clark Devlin.
What about his English? Don't you just love his accent?
I am very, very popular.
You're wearing a tux again. What a shock.
This year, saving the world.
Help me! I'm busy!
Is a black tie affair. The Tuxedo.